Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to
So, how's that working out for you? And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, this is Dee.
Yo, yo, this is your boy Miles.
And thanks for tuning in once again, everybody.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the new listeners. Happy to have you.
Thanks.
And make sure you subscribe and support so we can bring you a better experience in the future.
Absolutely. Hit us up on that gram and hey, subscribe, man. That's how we boost this thing.
All right. So before we get started, I'd like to give a few shout outs. First shout out is to Nia's Decor. It's an online shop that has chic items to personalize your home. That's Nia's Decor, NIASDECOR.com.
Yeah, that's our girl.
I love everything on that site.
No doubt. And I'm glad she big ups. You know, she's handling her business, starting a new business. So support her in any way you can.
Mm-hmm.
And also, man, hey, I want you to check out my boy, Cord the Barber over in Greenwood, Indiana. That dude be doing the fresh cuts. You can see him all over. Just check him out. My man be getting down over there.
And I also like you to check out a new novel by author Darrell Richard called Nuala and the Invisible Hand. And it's about a young albino girl of the Sahara Desert dealing with all the horror and betrayal due to the color of her skin. And this is through Top 5 Publishing. The author, Darrell Richard, is a brilliant storyteller, and I know this firsthand.
Yeah.
And it's available on Amazon.
Yeah, hit our boy up, man. He has been working hard and on his grind trying to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And so, interesting fact that I have. In 2020, at the beginning of the COVID-19 global epidemic, there was a shortage in the condom market.
Whoa. Hey, I've been a bunch of babies about to start popping up.
So now we're going to have some COVID babies. So Lord. Now it's being reported that the market is back at the level it was before the shutdown,
mm-hmm.
and is projected to continue to grow.
Oh, man.
So this may be good news for some folks, or too late for some folks.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to go back to that condom.
Another fun fact, interesting fact. It's been reported that there's a chicken shortage.
Oh, man, don't be affecting my chicken wings, y'all.
So poultry companies are having a hard time finding labor. Mm. So some chicken processing plants were hit really hard when the coronavirus spread through the plants. So remember that? It spread through the plants because remember the workers were still working back then. So it seems the pandemic has increased the demand for fried chicken.
Yeah, y'all might have to hit me up on the Graham Chicken Companies, man, so I get out there and help you with them chicken wings.
Nah, you good. you know, because we've been craving comfort foods more than ever during these times of being home.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are craving that fried chicken.
Yes, sir.
And so those winter storms that we had hit some of the nation's biggest states with poultry farms.
Wow.
Which contributes to the shortage. So
get
maybe
chicken wings out, dog.
Now maybe you should fall back from the chicken wings until these companies can replenish the supply.
Nah, y'all better figure that
out. Nah, you're just adding to the shortage, bro.
Nah, peace with that.
Speaking of shortage, there is a ketchup shortage. A shortage of the little packages in restaurants.
Oh, man.
See, that's why I save my little ketchup packages.
I'll be on you about that,
too. You never
know.
Like,
what the hell you doing with all them damn ketchup packages?
Keeping these.
Now, it finally worked out in your favor.
Okay.
They better not come up short on that hot sauce.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, that hot sauce is going to be a problem, man. I'll mess around and have to get a job out there producing
hot
sauce. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to have to enlist me.
Be on the front line.
I'll be on the front lines making them chicken wings and that hot sauce, man. Come on now.
So it's Mental Health Awareness Month, everybody.
That's what's up.
I really appreciate the reduction in the stigma surrounding mental health struggles.
A lot of talk about it lately.
You never really know who's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it seems like you have some loved ones out there who are venting or just talking more than usual about what they're experiencing, they may not necessarily need answers or advice. They just want to get some things off their chest, get that weight off their shoulders.
Absolutely.
Because I know venting helps me a lot.
And it's good for relationships.
Yeah,
it really is. It helps a relationship the more that we can talk about those things.
And I find that we're way more patient with each other when we voice
Absolutely.
That I'm feeling a bit moody. I'm not in a good space right now.
Yeah.
So it helps us.
Absolutely. And that feeds into what we talk about with cognitive therapy and cognitive behavior. You know what I'm saying? It's all part of the the sociology and ecology of the sciences behind that. So I really, really do appreciate them talking about it. And we talk about it in some of our podcasts, just how important it is for mental health and cognitive therapy.
Okay, so we have a question from the listener.
Oh, man. Here we go.
So since our last episode was about outside friendships, a listener wants to know how we both feel about us having friends of the opposite sex.
I don't have no problem as long as he ain't 6'4", 230, and look like Shamar Moore. We good.
Or you mean look like Idris Elba or
Lord.
Aquaman.
Oh, man.
No, The Rock.
Nah,
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it depends. Is she cute?
Yeah.
Her eyebrows, so
like
eyelashes. Her eyebrows, eyelashes on point. We got a problem. But honestly, I think it depends on the state of our relationship and our insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
How are these new friends?
Mm-hmm.
Are these old friends? Because I've had childhood friends of the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
Since I was a teenager.
Yeah, I had a couple.
Who are still my friends as adults.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned into your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can understand where that can get a bit hazy.
Because
another thing is, am I included in that relationship that you two have?
Yeah, we talk about this.
You know, if not, I may have a problem.
Yeah.
Do y'all stop laughing and talking when I come around?
Yeah.
Your little inside jokes.
You need to be included. You know, if I feel excluded from that friendship, yeah, there could be a little bit of insecurities there.
Yeah, like when we saw Janet Jackson in San Francisco.
Woo, I about fell out.
Did I get mushed in the face?
Well, I was about to turn around and walk right behind her, boy.
D-Hoo? Get your butt back over here.
I'm out, B.
But yeah, I think it just all depends on you two and the state of your relationship.
Yeah, and that ties into what we've been talking about, you guys, with the relationship house, you know. And do we have trust? Do we have commitment? Is there fondness? Is there admiration that's between you guys? And I said that again, is there fondness and is there admiration between you two? Because if there's not and we don't have the trust and the commitment, yeah, I could see there being some insecurities, and that's why it's so important to have that foundation in the right place so you can have these kind of friendships. And for me, on a serious note, I do have a best friend that is a female, and I'll share that with y'all. You know who that is?
Who was that?
It's you, baby.
Aww.
You're my best friend. And that's real, though, and that's not just being mushy. She is my best friend, and that is part of that foundation is your partner your friend? Because that is actually what shows through data and proof that friendship in the marriage equals longevity.
But we really appreciate your emails and appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah,
so
that was cool.
Email us at dnmiles@gmail.com, dnmiles@gmail.com to give your thoughts and questions.
Hit me up on the gram, man. You know what I'm saying? That Instagram.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hit Miles on IG. Okay. So that brings us to the topic of?
That brings us to the topic of sex.
No.
Now, really what it talks about, and it is sex related, though.
Of course it is.
You know what I'm saying? So it has to do with some of the insecurities that we have. It has a lot to do with.
So the topic is relationship rituals.
Yeah. Yeah. She cleaned it up for me because, you know, I was just thinking
sex. Yeah.
You know, but it is. It's the rituals that we create so that we can have less insecurity or less rejection when one of the partners want to have sex.
Yeah. So it basically an activity that you make sure to do together often when with the purpose of bringing you and your partner closer to one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, Miles, what are some of the things we could do to help? Wait a minute, let me clarify. What are some of the rituals we can create to help bring us closer to one another?
Yeah. We're going to talk about some rituals, folks. We're going to talk about some rituals that are fun, but yet productive, that set the stage for sex, period.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, I know as men, from my perspective, it gets really old when we feel rejected and we ask about sex and, you know, hey, baby, you want to have sex? Or, hey, you know, how we're approaching it and we're rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give you guys a couple of rituals that I think are fun And then also give you an idea of what me and D do.
And I want to include that things could be going just fine and y'all can talk yourselves out of
it. Yeah, and I think that's part of it. We will talk ourselves out of it, mm-hmm. or talk ourselves into it in some cases. You know what I'm saying? But you know, a lot of those things that we do, we just do because that's all we know. So I got a couple things. One of the fun ones I came across
was the
mating call. You know, like animals, right? You know, they have mating calls. Like when they're ready to. You know what I'm saying? They got little things they do is they make sounds. Mm-hmm. So I was telling D, what we're going to work on is I'm going to go, ka-cow, ka-cow. It's going to be like a little, like a bird, right?
Oh my gosh.
If I hear from her, meow, meow, then I know it's on and cracking.
Oh, right?
But if I hear, woof, woof. If I hear the big dog out, I'm gonna be like, oh man, it ain't on.
Man, okay.
But you know, and that's a fun way. I read that and I mm-hmm. thought that was really cool because creating rituals where it's fun and you're not feeling rejected, because mm-hmm. I don't think I'd feel that much rejected if I go, cacao, cacao.
Oh my God. Okay.
People. And you go, woof, woof. I'd be like, oh, it ain't on the cracking.
I'm not gonna say woof, woof.
But then I was thinking maybe a little smack on the butt.
Uh-huh.
A little pow-pow, you know?
Okay.
And if she says, not today.
So I'd like to add, it's good to discuss these beforehand and have an understanding.
Absolutely.
So if I see you standing in the doorway growling with no shirt on, I won't be worried that you turn into a werewolf. You just want to get busy. So discuss it beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't necessarily have to make freaking animal sounds.
But that is a fun way. Hey, y'all just want to have fun with it. You know, one of the things just to mix it up. Hey, mm-hmm. ka-cow, ka-cow. And she say, meow.
Oh, my God.
Meow. You know, hey,
meow.
Oh, hey, say it again. Oh, Lord, see, here we go.
You heard me? How about that one?
Oh, no.
You heard me? You be like, D.
Oh, you going back to Louisiana on us already.
You heard me?
Or you can start, you know, and one of the other ones that I liked, and I've done this one too, and I didn't know that I was doing it. And that's what I'm coming to find out as we do our thing and we work with people. We're finding out that we were doing things and we were making progress in our marriage and we didn't even know that there was really a process. So part of it is, you know, one of the things that I liked is you start doing extra chores around the house. You start doing the things that you don't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
You start, you know, things that you wouldn't normally do. And she's going to go, oh, he must want a little something tonight.
So go wash the
dishes. He must want a little bang bang tonight.
Baby, can you mop the bathroom?
You know, and I'll be like, yeah, girl, you want me to mop that? Yeah, what else you need, baby? What else you need?
Well, but, you know, I always say men cooking or washing dishes or doing chores mm-hmm. automatically make you 30% cuter.
But it's sending the message. Yeah. But it's sending the message. And that's the thing. Without me saying, hey, baby, I want to have sex. Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
That's not what you say, though.
I'm not feeling rejected. You know, even though data and science shows that being direct is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And saying straight up, hey, baby, you're looking really good tonight. And I'm feeling a little bit freaky tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to hook up. Now, that does set yourself up for her saying no. But the data and the science shows that being really direct actually does work the majority of the time.
Yeah.
If the relationship is in a good state.
And that can make it fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, something else?
Oh, I got a few more. You know, mm-hmm. extra compliments. You know, okay. You know how women love them compliments. And men, too. We like to be, hey, you like to be hear a few good things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you throwing, hey, baby, you looking really good tonight, girl. Damn.
Ooh,
you
dang.
Know what I'm saying? Boy, the way you working that tonight.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You look, that way you threw that sandwich together
oh,
tonight.
I knew
the
you
way
gonna say
you
something
put
about
that mayonnaise and that mustard and that lettuce and tomato on that sandwich. Woo!
Which I hate. Mayonnaise and mustard.
And
so
that's
if
why
I put
I say
it on your sandwich, if I touch it,
hey,
I love you.
Hey, and that's why I'm giving her that compliment. The way you do them chicken wings, girl.
There's a shortage, so that's, we should not even talk about those.
And then one of the other ones that I really, really like that me and Dee would be talking about and that we are actually going to implement for ourselves is the scale rule.
Okay.
We're going to use the scale rule. The phrase that I'm gonna work on and we're gonna use is be like, hey baby, You feeling a little frisky tonight? On a scale of 1 to 9.
How you feeling?
Now, if she come back and she say 1, you better start doing that moonwalk right out of there like Michael Jackson, just kind of backsliding right up out of there.
Oh, Lord. Or because, you can come cuddle me.
Because it ain't on a cracking. You know, that 1 through 3, you might want to rethink things. Mm-hmm. But then you get that 4, 5, 6, 7 or 4, 5, 6, you thinking, oh, man, I got an opportunity. I better just put in some work. Mm-hmm. I'm close. She give you that 7, 8, 9.
Oh,
man, you know it's on the cracking. You already know. You just got to get ready. You got to do the little things. Like, say, you got to close the door, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to make sure things are secure. You got to put some warm socks on her feet. Because remember, we know about them socks not being her feet being cold. You know what I'm saying? All those little things.
Hey,
we talked about that. So then you can start doing all your prep work because you already know. She said 7. She said 8. Oh, it's on the crack.
Oh,
I just need to do the prep work. So really, I really like that one.
And yeah, I like that one too.
I find us using that one. Me just being like, hey, baby, you feeling a little frisky tonight?
Yeah.
And that's not saying anything nasty or, you know, be like, you know, I guess you like a couple of the state or you don't like a couple of the statements that I'll use sometimes in the morning.
No, I don't.
But we ain't gonna go there.
No, we're not.
We're not gonna go there. It might be a little too rated R for y'all, but we ain't gonna go there.
AD.
We ain't gonna go there.
Can I fully wake up first, please? Goodness.
And also another one that we're going to implement that we like is code words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you have our own simple code words. And like, if I'm able to say that to her and I get the right code word back, then I know it's on and cracking. If I get the wrong code word back, then it's not.
Yeah.
And see that what we're working on here is rejection, y'all, right? Because, you know, some of our egos and, you know, and how women feel, you know, they tell us no too many times. They were crushed. And then what happens with a lot of men,
take it really personal.
If they hear no too much, then we stop asking. Then it starts causing problems. And then we become forceful about it sometimes. And then we start irritating them because we're asking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the data proves that the more you ask, a lot of times the less the partner wants.
Yeah.
And this is data, you guys. So what we're trying to provide you with is some fun ways and some interesting ways to approach it. In a way, and mix it up, do them all. You know, I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I like the scale.
The thing about it is being rejected, and I've been down this phase, and me and Dee have had these problems before. So when we talk about this, this is strictly coming from experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been in a place where I felt completely rejected by her, but that was other reasons and had other things going on at the same time. But because I was asking and not having a ritual or a different approach to it, I was just feeling rejected.
Yeah, and I felt that if you really love me, you would fall back and just understand that I'm going through something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then having a real fun way and a simple way, cacao, cacao.
Yeah.
Hey, now I know, right? I can move on to the next thing. I already know my cacao didn't work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and hey, whatever works to help us get better in these relationships, to have better sex lives is beneficial to the relationship in the long run.
And like I said, with those relationship rituals, it's a good idea to discuss these beforehand and have an understanding.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Agree on them.
You mess around and say, cacao!
Oh,
she'd be like,
gosh.
You gotta, what's going on with you?
But yeah, I like those. And like you said, the purpose could be to ease the feeling of rejection, but also to make initiating sex more comfortable for the more shyer one of the two.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Or making initiating sex more comfortable so you don't look mad thirsty.
Yeah. Because a lot of, and that's real. There's a lot of information out there that says that. And people just really get caught up with not feeling comfortable, you know? And this can begin the process of you getting to the level of where you can be like, hey, baby, you know, I'm in one of those moods tonight, sweetheart. Or, you know, you send her that little sexy text and it's received in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you have built the confidence to have those conversations and you can be more direct about what you need sexually from your partner and get to that place you need to get to.
And another way of having a ritual that's actually nonverbal, and we spoke about this before in other podcasts, wearing or not wearing particular items of clothing. Mm-hmm. That could be a hint.
Absolutely.
That you're ready?
Sexual, sexy lingerie, you
but
know, hey. I'm
going to tell you, an important ritual for a lot of folks is to go pee first.
Oh, man, here
Nothing's
we go.
Nothing's worse
what
than
are you
having
talking
to stop.
About?
When you get into the getting, and you gotta stop because somebody gotta pee.
And I'm telling you, the morning ones, you know, guys, you know what she's talking about.
Like,
the
go
morning
pee
ones,
first. Hey.
Those are fake. You know what I'm saying? And you think you got something too? Yeah.
Oh,
no way. We ain't gonna
gosh.
Go there though. We ain't gonna go on.
But yeah, we actually have a few inside jokes that we use. We keep it light and funny.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what I like.
Yeah, and you have to because it shouldn't be something that is considered so serious. It should be love, mm-hmm. and it should be love making. And hey.
And so another important thing about when it comes to rituals are morning rituals.
Yeah.
That's another way to bring you and your partner closer.
Early.
Yeah.
Get the day started right.
Nobody wants their partner hit them with a to-do list first thing in the morning.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless that's a fetish we don't know about.
Yeah.
But I know when I wake up, I don't want to get bombarded.
Yeah, hey, black baby, I need you to wash the clothes, mm-hmm. you know, make sure you vacuum upstairs.
Did you leave this out?
Did you
for me
walk
and,
the dog?
Yeah.
You know?
So what are some morning rituals that you can think of?
Well, like for us. And like
healthy
I said,
rituals.
We're not perfect, y'all. And we miss these opportunities, too. But waking up in the morning and being like, hey, baby, how you doing? Good morning, sweetheart. Love you. Did you sleep well?
Mm.
You know, and I do that.
Yeah.
Give her a couple kisses.
How
and one big one for me is that kiss that has opportunity,
oh,
right? So you wake up in the morning and you put that kiss on her and boom, bing, bow.
So that's
it
that
turns
hopeful?
Into, you know, that's that hopeful kiss.
That hopeful morning
you
kiss.
You know, that hopeful. But if you don't even do that hopeful morning
mm-hmm.
kiss, you got no shot.
Well, right? Let me tell you. You better go pee first before you do that morning kiss because you never know how it's going to go.
You might turn around on you real quick
you
like
never
you ain't
how
ready.
It's gonna go. I'm like, hey.
And you ain't ready. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
Yeah. But, you know, really, you know, is starting that morning off, you know, asking them about what's going to go on in their day. That way you can come back later on in the evening and ask them how that went for them.
Mm-hmm.
Having that morning conversation.
That's a good idea.
Doing something good for them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just setting that morning off right. It's such a big opportunity.
Leaving on a good note. You're not leaving for work heavy.
Absolutely. Giving her that kiss and that long kiss
mm-hmm.
or that kiss right down her arm that lets her know that, hey, baby, I love you. And then you can ask her, hey, baby, you know, hey, you're going to be able to get those cars washed today. You're going to be able to wash some clothes today.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
then
God.
You can start having some of those conversations. But starting that morning, it's such a valuable opportunity to start the morning off in a really good way.
Yep, I agree.
What I want to do, you guys, right now is leave you with a tool. And this is something that I just found out. I just happened to read it because none of my partners ever told me about this. And it's called the Mulligan Rule. And the Mulligan Rule, it comes from golf. And I just started picking up golf here recently. I've been golfing for the last year, and it's called the Mulligan Rule. And basically what the Mulligan Rule is, it is when you have that first bad shot, like that first bad shot off the tee, or you hit that iron way off into the woods, you're supposed to be able to yell out, hey, I need a mulligan, y'all. It's funny how none of my partners told me about that, because I'd have been calling mulligan like a mug this last first year. I need a mulligan. I need a mulligan, y'all. And basically what a mulligan is, you know, sometimes we say the wrong things. We do the wrong thing. We have an opportunity to be kind and good to our spouse, and we blow it. We say something wrong. We say something mean. And guess what? The day starts off really bad, or it's starting to go in a really bad direction. You could say, hey, baby, I need a mulligan.
And what does that mean?
And basically, that means I need a do-over, baby. Mm-hmm. I love you, and I don't want this whole day to go wrong.
Yeah, you don't want this event to just ruin everything.
You intervene
just one
and you
moment.
Say, hey, baby, I need a mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
I need an opportunity to fix this because I don't like how it started off. Can I get a mulligan?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be saying that now just so y'all know for my golf partners that I know are listening. I'm going to be asking for mulligans out there, and I don't want to hear nothing about it because it's a rule. I heard it. I read it. I verified it. Mulligan. And now it's transferred over into relationships. And I read that in a relationship writing that people call that a mulligan.
A
do-over.
So a do-over. I like that. Yeah. We exercise our do-overs every now and then.
Absolutely. I'm going to be calling mulligan. And with me and D, I could see me calling a mulligan quite a bit. I can see, baby, I need a mulligan.
I'll be like, what you call me? Oh, you mean a do-over.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, on that note,
yeah,
that was a great tool.
Yeah.
We have to put that in practice.
Absolutely.
But if you have any questions or comments or would like to share your stories, email us at dnmiles@gmail.com. That's dnmiles@gmail.com.
Hey.
Or leave a message at 872-304-5683. That's 872-304-LOVE.
Yeah,
hit your boy. Or hit Miles up on Instagram.
Damn, y'all.
Hey,
y'all.
So proud.
Keep it fun, y'all. Keep it fun. Mix it up. Gave you some things that you can really use.
And another thing, oh, we forgot to say, a young lady at a store one day when we were leaving, she checked us out, and then she said, be kind to each other. No, take care of each
take
other.
Take care of each other.
So we said we wanted to share that. We wanted to end it on, hey, everybody, take care of each other.
Take care of your spouse. Take care of your partner.
Yep, take care of each other.
It's only you two, so take care of each other.
And on that note,
hey, holla at your boy.
Bye.
All right, y'all, till next time.
Peace.